four. Okay. One man who might be able to help us with the age as well is Craig Gabriel, our tennis expert here on RSN 927. Craig, were you a Roxette fan back in the day?
I'm not sure how to answer that.
Now, Per Gessle, I think his name is, or Gessle, yeah. Was one half. It's his birthday today. How old are you going? Mac has gone for 64, Craig. What are you going for, Craig?
I think he might be 63.
Oh, you're very close. We're both. At 62. Oh.
Craig
wins.
Craig, that's that great Swedish connection we've got with tennis and Roxette, isn't it,
hey? Hard to sound the hard fit for hard to hear.
It is an amazing language, Swedish. Actually, Craig, that's one question I got for you. Where have the Swedes gone? Because we had this boom in tennis for a little while, and we haven't seen quite as many of them. And they were a fixture at the Australian Open for a good 10 years there.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I actually spoke not that long ago to Mats Wilander about that. And he said, you know, the things just change. Mm. They've got a couple of young players, two brothers, the Yemmer brothers. Okay. There's been a lot of talk about them making a bit of a breakthrough, but it hasn't quite happened. So hopefully it'll come around again because they were a great bunch of players, the Swedish players. I was pretty close to a lot of them, like Mats and Stefan Edberg. And it was a lot of fun having them around. So it'll be good to see the Swedes doing well again.
Yeah, and they had great supporters too.
They did.
But they were all from St Kilda.
Yeah, true.
They just liked the Swedes, Craig, didn't they?
Yeah.
Now, Craig, Australian Open qualifying. Before we get on to what's actually happened over the last couple of days on the court, off it, what are the requirements for the players? Do they have to quarantine in Doha, or do they do that in Australia when they come back?
No, they'll be doing that when they come back. Come into Australia, they'll be in quarantine for 14 days. Mm-hmm. Tennis Australia have got 18 aircraft on charter flights from different parts of the world, from Doha, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, I think London, Jacksonville, Florida, Los Angeles. I think maybe even Antalya, where Alex Dimonor is in the semifinals. We should touch on that in Turkey. They'll come into Australia and they will have to quarantine in Australia when they do get here.
Let's start with Alex Dimonor. Tell us about him and how important that is for him going forward to, the Australian Open.
Look, Alex has not been in Australia for a while. Mm. He's been at his home in Spain, in Alicante, and so he's been training and practicing over there. So he decided to go and play the event in Antalya in Turkey, and he's into the semifinals. Superb result over Nicolas Balashvili, 6-2, 6-4. And in the semis, Alex will be playing David Goffin. So that should be interesting. And fingers crossed. I think it is an important result for him because it's giving him a little bit of a leg up going into the Australian Open as the highest ranked Australian on the men's side, that is, obviously, with Ash Barty being number one in the world on the women's side. That will certainly give him the encouragement, when you consider you've got a quarantine, but the players will be allowed out for 5 hours a day for training and practice and whatnot. But this would give him a good leg up.
Just on Bernard Tomic as well, he's two wins away from that, making an Australian Open appearance. So we were talking a minute ago about whether something like this, an experience like this, could get him to become a little bit more humble, obviously having to fetch his own tennis balls and playing before no crowds. Are we kidding ourselves, Craig?
Uh-huh.
We are, aren't we? Please tell me we're kidding
don't
ourselves.
Don't associate. Oh, you thought that.
I was just hoping beyond hope.
Look, he was having to do similar sort of things when he was playing the UTR events. So it's nothing new for him now. I would hope he's used to something like that, having played the UTR events in Australia. He had to pull out of semi or final in Brisbane because of a back issue. But, it can be a reality check for some players who have been on the slippery slope downwards and then having to come back and find that they've got to get their own towels, their own water, their own tennis balls, and all that sort of stuff. But let's hope. I mean, he's coming up against another Australian. That'll be late tonight. And he's going to be playing Tristan Schoolkate of Western Australia. So that's guaranteed of another Australian into the final round of qualifying. Now, I say another Australian because one is already in there, and this is a heck of a story. Dane Sweeney is into the last round of qualifying, and he didn't even have to pick up a racket from winning the first round to get into the final round. Because what happened was he won his first round over Marius Copil, who's a very solid player from Romania, and he did it in three sets. But the guy he was due to play, Dennis Kudler, has been pulled out of the event. And this goes back to the first round. A former French player now playing for Morocco, Elliot Bontrachet, was losing. But during that match against Dennis Kudler, they got a result of Kudler's test, and it was positive.
Right.
Now, if Bontrachet had won one more game, even though he was losing, he would have ended up winning the match because they would have had to stop the match. But Kudler won that last game to win the match, but he's been pulled out, and Sweeney's into the final round of qualifying. Did you get all that? I'm asking questions later.
That's an incredible story. So mid-match, the yeah. positive result came through.
Came through, exactly right. I think it was something like 6-4, 5-3, and if Bontrachet had won that next game to make it 5-4, he would have ended up going through because Kudler would have been pulled out.
Wow, what a story. Mm. Oh, well, now he's got the walkover at least. That's good for Sweeney, so
yeah.
Fingers crossed for him in the next round. So,
Sweeney, you know, again, Sweeney will play either Jason Kubler, the Australian, uh-huh. or Sergei Spadkovsky in the final round of qualifying.
Tell us about Jason Kubler's journey, because we've spoken about him a few times over the years. He's been ravaged by injury, but where's he at with his career?
Well, look, I mean, he's a tough, nuggety guy, and it's so up and down. I mean, every time he gets some sort of a breakthrough, there's another issue physically with him. You know, he's bit like Alex Bolt as well. I mean, the two of them seem to go hand in hand with some of these things, and it just holds him back, which is such a shame. Mm. Because obviously we'd like to see these guys making breakthroughs, but you know he's in the qualifying. That's all you can ask. He puts in the best effort and hopefully stays healthy and gets past Sergei Stakovsky, who is a bit of a fruitcake a lot of the time, and we'll see. Another Australian into the final round of qualifying. I think we've got, I think it's about eight men in the final, still alive in the men's qualifying out of the 11 that started, or 12 that started.
Well,
and we've only got two women left out of the eight that started.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the women's side of things. Obviously, things not going quite as well for our Australian women over there in Doha at the moment. Now, Storm Sanders was another that lost overnight as well, 7-6, 6-2 to Jovan, who's the number one seed. But not quite as good for the Aussie women.
No, not so good. Alexandra Bozovic lost. Abby Myers lost to Jeannie Bouchard. Charlotte Kempinez-Pox lost. Sion Mendes, who I don't know anything about, also going out. I mean, a lot of them got wild cards. Ivana Popovic lost. The only two Australians that are still alive in the women's qualifying are Olivia Gadecki. And she's got a tough one next against Whitney Osigui of the United States. And Ellen Perez is the other Australian. She comes up against Varvara Levchenko, who's been around a while.
So with all those women's players, and on the men's side of things as well, when they drop out of qualifying, are they straight on a plane back home here and then quarantining for a couple of weeks in the hope of playing a few tournaments in the Australian summer after they revise the schedule?
Yeah, it depends on what they want to do, whether they do want to come straight back. You know, I think what will have to happen is they wait their turn to get on the plane because, you know, with matches going, well, you know, not everything finishing at the one time, I guess they you know, they can't have a charter flight for every single player once they get out, you know, suddenly fly them back. So they might have to hang around over there for a few days till, you know, they have the required number of people that they're allowed to put on the plane to come down to Australia. So, that you know, they could very well be hanging around for a few days till the scheduled departure dates of these aircraft. And, you know, one positive on this issue of Australian Open qualifying being played offshore in Dubai for the women and Doha for the men is that we've been able to reduce the number of players coming to Australia at this time.
Yeah.
So it's the players, I mean, obviously the Australian players coming home, but it's the players who have reached the final round of qualifying that will be able to get on the plane to come through to Australia, reducing the numbers quite dramatically of people coming in.
Yeah, it is. I hadn't even thought about that. That is a very good point. Craig, thanks so much for your time. We look forward to catching up throughout the Australian Open and the build-up to the Australian Summer of Tennis, which will finally be starting in a couple of weeks' time.
Tell me about it. I'm still waiting to find out when I'm coming down there.
Yeah, well, you got to get a permit now, Craig. Make sure you fill that out.
I mean, even me. They're asking me for a permit. Can you believe it?
Couldn't believe it at all. You should be exempt, like a diplomat, straight through customs down here in the Republic of Victoria. Craig, good luck with getting down. We hope to see you soon.
Okay.